Your future, your choice.
A podcast with EKC Group across Kent
with Noomi Gildart.
Welcome to the EKC Group podcast series. I'm going to be talking to educational professionals and students about college and higher education. We're going to talk about what options are available to you and the opportunities you have at colleges here in Kent. This episode is all about life at college, so I'm talking to student experience officers all about the types of events and activities you can take part in and what is a student union. I'm talking to student experience officers from Canterbury College and Broadstairs College. Okay, so first of all, I think a lot of people coming into college, 16 years old, they've not really heard anything about students' unions before. So what is a student's union? I'm going to direct this to Holly.
So the way that I always describe it in a nice simple way is that a student's union is an organization of students that are dedicated to amplifying student voice.
I like that. So what power does the student union hold over a college?
So the student's union is a really good bridge between students at the college and staff. And it means we can really get the word across about what students actually want out of their experience. We have things like class reps who communicate directly with us, and we're more able to make changes knowing what students need from their education and from their experience here.
So it's a combination between like academic issues as well, maybe kind of amplifying the voice for those, but then also this wider experience, extracurricular as well.
Yep, absolutely. We're just here to advocate for the students.
Moving on to that kind of student experience, extracurricular, what types of events and activities can students take part in? Going to direct this to Rosie.
Hiya. So events that we've kind of done this year are like our Freshers Fair at the beginning of the year, which I think many will be familiar with. And we have a really, really big event where we have like bouncy castles and lots of food and lots of information. We also had a celebration for World Wildlife Day this year, and we had real life animals come from out of the college, and we also had the animals and the insects from our college come and like talk and show them to the students. And then we also do trips, of course. And this year we've been to Comic-Con, which was super fun. We went to Thorpe Park. We also did some paintballing. We visited London twice to see the Tate Modern and the London Eye and to see the musical Dear Evan Hansen. So it's a real mix of things that are available to the students.
Oh, that's amazing. I want to go. Do you have like societies and clubs as well that kind of fit in as part of the student union, or is it more these kind of independent events, outings, activities?
We do have societies and clubs. They're all student run. So students can come to us with a club they want to start up. They can get their friends together and kind of get the word out about. So we had the LGBT Society this year that was run by our student union president. And that was really successful. I think one of our most successful clubs. And we also had a drama club that met every Monday. And that was great as well. Really like nice to see the students kind of work on things they're really interested in. So yeah, we do have them sort of running things in the college.
Do you have any like really random special interest clubs that people have created? At my uni, there was a Taylor Swift Society, which I was a member of, a big fan. So is there like full freedom of that? Does anyone get kind of a bit wacky with it?
Yeah, so we actually have one of our students who is really interested, because obviously it's the end of the year now, but setting up a K-pop dance society next year. So same realm as the Taylor Swift Society that you were part of. But I think that'll be really great.
Well, there's a lot of dance routines to learn for K-pop. So club can keep going for years.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Emma, if someone decides they want to get involved in the student union, so they really are passionate about advocating for the student voice, how can they get involved in that?
So the student union you can get involved with by we've got quite a few roles actually, a student president, student vice president, And we've got our offices as well, which is Event Marketing, Equality and Diversity and Welfare and Campaigns Officer. So there is quite a lot to choose from, really, if you did want to get involved and really like implement and make changes at the college. With the student officers and the presidential roles, they are actually voted for by the students, so they'd be like campaigning, like kind of vote for me badges, quite like an election. You can do a speech of why you would be good for the roles. It's really nice time, I think, for like the campaigning and stuff like that, because they really get involved, and you see them mingling with all the other students trying to get as many votes as possible. So that's probably round about the beginning of the next academic year we'll get the officers in, but we did just do our election campaign for the president and vice president for next year, so that's very exciting. So we'll see what they'll bring to the team next year.
Have you ever had like someone run with a really wacky kind of manifesto, something where you as a student experience officer go, I have no idea how they're going to try and do that? They want a swimming pool on top of the science block.
You know what? No, I haven't. They're actually very sensible. They're more sensible than I would be. I would be promising the world. I'd be promising a jacuzzi. Like, as you said, like a hot tub or a swimming pool on the top of... I'd just be promising anything to get the votes. But no, they're actually very like sensible, kind of like improvements to certain facilities to help improve the course and things like that.
You talked about the fact that you have a welfare officer as part of your SU team. So what kind of work do they do to support students outside of the classroom?
So our welfare officer this year has been amazing. She's worked really hard to make the college like a much kinder place. She kind of, at one event, she like gave out chocolate and had these cups where people had to write a message to get like a drink and hand it to the next person on. It was really, really sweet. And that welfare officer is our president for next year. And her manifesto was about being and like making a kinder environment for all the students. And then us as student experience officers, me and Holly, we actually offer quite a lot of kind of support for students that are having a hard time. We can assist them on where in the college to go if they don't know. We have a lot of resources in that respect. And then we also have a food bank that people can use, like no questions asked. And we also have obviously sanitary products and contraception that the students can just take just to make sure they're obviously safe. We're just here as like a support system for the students as well outside of their classrooms and for them outside of college too.
And do you have additional support avenues for like maybe mental health if a student's struggling in that respect?
Yeah, so we have our wellbeing hub, and we're obviously here so they can come to us and we are able to guide them to the right places if they don't know. But our wellbeing hub is a really great place for them to go if they're having some issues like emotionally or mentally. That we are not able to assist them with and like well enough, you know.
Mm-hmm. So really, the student union can help advocate for students both like inside and outside the classroom, with learning, with experience, with well-being. It's like the little blanket that wraps them up.
Exactly, that is a lovely definition.
Going to direct this to Holly as kind of a follow-on from this. Off the top of your head, don't worry if I completely kind of stump you, because I have just thought of this off the top of my head. Can you think of an example of, like a solid example of the student union enacting change? So something that they identified that could be improved and you seeing that happen in action?
So we spent a lot of time last year talking to students about equality and diversity, and that was one of our big focuses. Our SU president last year realised the need for very active support of our LGBTQ plus community at college, and she threw a massive drag show. We had about 200 students turn up. We had professional drag queens come in. It was absolutely amazing. There was actually a few students that attended the drag show that are now interested in performing in one next year, and I think it's going to become an annual event.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that as well, that you can... It's not just about... Because I think sometimes at college, you know that you're only there for a few years, so it can feel sometimes that maybe the impact that you have is limited to then whilst you're there. But I think that feels really nice that you can actually make a difference, make an impact, and create a legacy that will outlast your time there.
Yep, absolutely.
What is the favourite activity and event that you have seen be put on? I'm going to ask Rosie.
I actually, not to repeat again, I think our drag show really was an amazing event. I personally loved World Wildlife Day because I love insects and bugs. Mm. But I think for like the broad spectrum of our whole year, that drag show just was amazing. Like Martin, one of our like managers, he has not stopped going on about it. And every time he talks about it, he threatens to perform. So we'll see next year. But no, that one was really amazing. We're hoping to go even bigger.
Was it all organised by students so people can have get experience, you know, like running events, having those kind of organisational skills?
Yeah, so we had a lot of help from students. Obviously, we had the students that performed and actually did a drag act, which was amazing. And we also had a lot of the students help with the lighting and the setup. And also like making sure the music and stuff ran smoothly. But there was a lot of help behind the scenes, like from student staff. It was a lot of work, but all worth it. But yeah, the students can really get involved however they want.
Just going to move to Emma now. So kind of a twofold question. Obviously, when you're in education, it's a commitment of your time. And sometimes you feel like you don't have the time to dedicate to maybe being involved in a society or going on events and activities. What would you say about like the benefits of really having that full experience? How does these kind of external activities benefit your career journey or your education?
You know what? I think that's a really good question, especially for, you know, the time that we're in now. We've literally came out of lockdown. This is the first proper academic year where there isn't social distancing and everything is fully back open. So I really wanted to take advantage of on that and, you know, take students out and get them mingling, get them, you know, out of fan it, really, just to experience. And I think I've seen from... obviously the start of the year to the end of it, the amount of, you know, they're socialising so much more now, they're mingling with departments or areas that you wouldn't normally see mix with one another. I think it's really, you know, I know that some people don't always have the time, like projects come first in classes and things like that. But it's not just, when it comes to college, it's not just the academic side, you know, because you need to learn how to socialise and to integrate and teamwork to then go out in the wider world and go into these jobs and be able to problem solve and work in a team. Like, it's not just, you know, maths and English. I know they're very, very important, of course.
Of course.
Of course, I've really got to make that clear. But, you know, you've got to be able to handle social situations, especially.
I think sometimes as well, it's nice to do something very different from your day to day. Like
absolutely.
I did... obviously radio was very different to the degree that I was doing, and it was quite nice to have that diversity in my day to day, and, you know, sometimes be like, right, I've had enough maths for today.
Yeah.
Quite frankly,
you've got to mix it up. Yeah, I think for your actual mental health as well, to go in and do the same thing over and over again, you know, it can get a bit mundane, it can bring you down a bit. So just going out of your comfort zones every so often can really boost the mood.
Yeah, I agree. Evolve from that and ask this to Holly. So we talked a little bit about the kind of skills that you can get, problem solving, working in a team, from being involved in activities, societies. Being a part of the student union, maybe as a officer or a president, what kind of skills can that offer you that may be attractive for your future career?
I definitely think that it gives you leadership skills, especially if you're in the president or vice president position. You have to lead a team of about 6 officers at Canterbury College. And I think that looks really, really impressive to employers. It also gives you the skills to work independently. All of the officers do everything off their own back. They, of course, get help from me and Rosie, but they all come up with their own campaigns and they run them. Our equalities officer this year decided that he wanted to work on an accessibility campaign for our students who are sight impaired. And he put together this whole campaign to educate students about using Braille. And he's been working with the estates team to kind of fast track using Braille on the doors of our classrooms.
That's amazing.
And in the lifts, that kind of thing. I think it just looks absolutely amazing to employers. And if you've worked in a president or officer position, we can also act as a reference when you apply for a job as well.
And then, yeah, I think as well, it just shows that you've used those. Because obviously in education, in your course or your apprenticeship, you are going to be learning teamwork. And you may, if you're in a project, you may get some examples of leadership from maybe taking, I was going to say control, but you shouldn't do that in a project, you know, taking leadership of a project. But something like this, it shows that you have really dedicated your time to it. And I think you can kind of get a bit of a story as well. Like you say, I have this idea. This is how I enacted it. These are the results. And that can look amazing on a CV to kind of show that full picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone who volunteers for the SU really, really cares about their roles. And I think that employers can see that.
Also, if you do the TRIG event next year, I would love to come, by the way, because it sounds amazing.
Absolutely. We would love to have you.
That wraps up our episode on life at college. There are more podcasts in this series available online at kmfm.co.uk. Go and check them out.
Your future, your choice.
A podcast with EKC Group across Kent
with Noomi Gildert.